W4CTW, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
VAW, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW. I had a dialogue window popped up and it wouldn't let me get back to this desktop that had my mic on it. Sorry about that delay.
No problem. Was that you that keyed up with the APRS tone?
No, I switched my APRS monitor to read-only, and then I turned its input frequency to this repeater, and then I cleared all of the APRS tags that were on the map out, so it was a blank screen, and it's listening to 610 for APRS instead of 144.39, and boom, it sent out an APRS beacon, the one that you've been hearing on here, and that APRS beacon was one person on the screen, W4CTW-9, and that is Tyler, and I was trying to get in touch with him to let him know that he has the button pushed in on the digital side. He's got the digital side set to 610 and probably the analog side set to 144.39. He's got to reverse them.
Okay. I don't think my Yazoo even has that APRS function on mine.
Well, any radio is capable of that. Some of them it's built in. Some of them you have to put like an external modem on them. But in the end, any of them can do that. That are running anybody that's running APRS can have that issue. I've done it before myself, so it's not an unheard of thing. You just gotta listen to it with an APRS client to see who it is and let them know what's going on.
Any joy last night?
No, not yet. I was going to put that antenna together today, but I don't know. I've got a lot of other work to do, too, so I might not get around to putting it together. No.
All the concrete work that I had planned for my building yesterday got put off. And I don't know if the crew is going to be able to get back there today, so my day is up in the air. But if it works out, I am going to have that thing in the air on top of my tower tonight.
That's good. Do you, you can put it on the tilt-over tower?
Up at 50 feet off the ground. Well, actually, it's going to be up around 55 feet, 55 just a little over 55 feet up.
Is that the tilt-over tower?
That's the big tower.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know which was which, but that should be great. That should work really good.
Hoping. And maybe some generalized advice as to which way the world turns before things get started tonight from you.
Do you have an RTL SDR dongle, the $21 dongle that is a software-defined receiver? So two things you need to get. It's receive-only. It's a dongle. It's about the size of a big thumb drive, two thumb drives. And it'll receive from really, really low frequencies to up in the gigahertz range. And then you get the software package, either one, SDR Sharp or Angel, or SDR Angel. I like SDR Angel. It takes a little longer to load, but it sure is nice. It's really nice, but it's got a steeper learning curve than SDR Sharp. And you can make your whole monitor a waterfall. So you can see what's going on present and past, and you can change the speed of the waterfall and all that kind of stuff. You can have it collect really, really slow so that you can see what happened over a 30-minute period of time, or you can make it go really fast so that you can see really fine, granular details. But that's a whole lot better than the little tiny waterfall that you're used to, the little 4x3 or whatever that is, waterfall. It gives you a whole lot more, and it can store, like, you know, hundreds or even thousands of different frequencies that you can just pop to with a single click. But you need to look into that and run that, you know, run that beam into that, and you could be able to really get some detail on what's going on.
Right. That would take over my antenna, though, wouldn't it?
Not if you put it on a alpha delta, like four position antenna switch. You just switch it over to that. Switch it to, if you want to transmit, switch it to, you know, a radio that's got transmit.
That's true. That's good. That's good. And I've got a switch. All right. If you get a couple of minutes today, how about just sending me the link for that?
Okay. If you put RTL SDR dongle in Amazon, you'll come up with hundreds of links to it. And look at the one that has the package that you want, because the thing is getting an antenna coupling that fits, that will couple over to yours. They're made for TVs. You'll see it's got TV dongle written on it. You're not going to use it for TV. You're going to use it for a lot of other things. You can use it on HF bands, VHF, UHF. You can do a lot with it. So look out there and figure out which one you want. I bought a kit that has way more than I'll ever use, but really nice. It's had a tripod in it and a suction cup and a whole bunch of different fittings for different, and that was worth it to me. I paid $80 for the kit. But you can get the dongle by itself and maybe one wire for $20 to $30. So it just depends on how much you want to spend. But just put it in Amazon, RTL SDR dongle, and you'll get hundreds of hits.
But the software, is that an open and free download, or
they're both free? SDR Sharp is one. Write down SDR SHARP. That's a free download, and so is SDR Angel. SDR Angel takes a little bit more patience to run, but it's, to me, it's worth it in the end because it's really, really nice. There's another one called CUSDR, the letter, not SEEYOU, but the letter C, the letter U, SDR, or something like that. I haven't tried in a long time, but that one will allow you to transmit. These other two are just receive only.
And it's RTL SDR Dongle and SDR Sharp.
That's the two clients that come to mind first. There's probably others. I think there's one called SDR Play that will work with different radios. There's SDR Modem. There's a ton of software out there for SDR radios and dongles. But that's the two that come to mind the quickest that will install on a Windows PC fairly easily and are widely known.
All right. By the way, how's this little HT doing? I think I have found that this Anytone, there is no X in my house. The whole house is good.
I did not know you were on a handheld. Are you crossbanding, or are you on the output of the handheld?
All the way through.
I had no idea. That sounds that good. It sounds just like on the base station. No different.
Well, this thing is a major step up from that Baofeng. I mean, the Baofeng works. But that's all you can say. It works. And this thing's great. And I've ordered the programming cable and a proper antenna for the 578. So I'm going to be getting up on the curve here, I hope, fairly soon.
Well, that's good. That's really good. I'm typing an email to Tyler at the same time I'm talking to you, so I might sound a little bit distracted. I just wanted to let him know so that he stops the Apers beaconing on this frequency.
Have you looked at the weather for Wednesday?
No, it's going to be good flying days.
It should be gorgeous. If the wind is down, it should be a perfect flying day. 66, 68 degrees and completely clear, according to Channel 7.
All right. I don't know of anything that would stop us from flying on Wednesday, so may as well go ahead and plan on. Need to figure out how to put. I've been. I'm still hunting for one of those 2-meter receivers. We need to build one of those in an airplane and fly it up to about 400 feet, scan the friendly skies from 400 feet, and then cross-span repeat that down on 70 centimeters to the ground.
Boy, wouldn't that be something? That's an interesting concept.
Steve and I did that with a yellow J3 Cub that's up in my attic right now. That was before the FAA put any limit on the ceiling. We went up over 2,000 feet. He put his GPS, you know, the old really big, fat, looked like a potato, GPSs, handheld GPSs. He had one of those with him at the field, and he chunked that in the J3 Cub, and he had an ICOM. There is an ICOM handheld that ICOM doesn't make anymore that will do cross-span repeat. And he got it. He got the idea from Johnny because Johnny had a couple of those. He put that in there, and he put the GPS in there. And we took that J3 Cub up over 2,000 feet. And when he keyed up, it put the J3 Cub in a spin going to the ground. So it didn't work. It worked on receive, but it didn't work on transmit. That 5 watts out on 2 meters crippled that. That was back when it was 72 megahertz on the airplane. So it crippled that 72 megahertz, and the receiver just sent the servos all the way to the extreme. So it didn't work for transmit, but it worked really good for receive.
Yeah, well, just as soon as you let up on it, the 72 megahertz recovered, didn't it?
Yeah, but Steve was trying to call CQ, so he had his back to me, and he was walking away. And I'm like saying, Steve, stop, Steve. And I'm walking over there to him, and he's walking away from me. So I finally got his attention. He said, oh, sorry about that. But anyway, we had 2,000 feet worth of error, so, you know, he could have held on to it for a while. We could have climbed it up that high, and then he could have put it in a tailspin while he was calling CQ, and then I could have been climbing back out while people were answering him, but we panicked. We didn't think of that.
Those surprise moments, and, yep, I bet that was fun. I bet that was really fun. All right, well, listen, I've got to get in here and get myself finished off. I've got to be down by the Michelin building at 8 o'clock. I'm hoping these folks are going to show up. The deal was they had to rent a concrete saw, and usually you rent those for one day, get the work done, and take it back. Well, I'm hoping they can get it again today, so that's going to be the question mark. So, all right, well, listen, I'll be listening for you through the day. I'll have my little handheld here with me, and you finish off that letter, I'll let you get back to it, and keep your fingers crossed. I'll have that little antenna up on top of the tower tonight. So, same threes day, KN4 VWA, I'm clearing off. Have a good day.
Before you go, which Wednesday are you talking about? Tomorrow or next Wednesday? Okay, all right, that's cool. That's sooner rather than later. All right, be careful out there on the road. Good luck with your repair job. KN4 VWA, W4 DJW, clear and listening.
Later.